Hey, how's it going out there? We're back.
It's the one and only Carolyn and Joe show. And Joe.
Yes.
This is a very important episode.
Why is it?
Because it's number 200.
No way. What? 200? 200?
Yes. We have been on the air every Tuesday for 200 consecutive times.
Non-stop.
Non-stop.
Non-stop
every week.
Riot every freaking week on this show. And we wanted to bring you something special. At number 100, I don't even remember what we did. We brought everyone back, right?
Yeah, like there were so many people on that episode. So we tried closely to resemble that as much as possible. And today we have an amazing, amazing lot of special guests.
I like this amazing lot.
How should we introduce everybody? Okay, I'll just introduce everybody counterclockwise from me, which would be Danny Huzzard.
No, that's not counterclockwise. Actually, yes, it is. Sorry.
James, and then Joe and me.
I was wrong.
So, like, everyone just ID yourself. Danny.
I'm Danny.
Hi, I'm Huzzard.
I'm James.
And we are together for possibly one of the few times in the future, because this is a farewell episode for James, even though we'll probably see him again in the future, but he is moving. He won't be around as, like, closely as us, but it's pretty amazing that we're all in one room together. I don't know when the next time it's going to happen, so might as well celebrate
that now. Once in a lifetime. This is the last in a lifetime. How about that? We'll just make this as rare as possible.
When the world ends in December 21st.
Yeah, see, that's
the last time.
That's exactly what I'm thinking, James. That's what I'm thinking, James, that we might not have you on here before the world ends. So it has that bit of specialness to it, sir. Do you believe the world's going to end, James?
I don't really care, honestly. I believe it when I see it, I guess.
That's actually one thing that, like, I don't know, everyone keeps on asking me. They don't ask me. I just always say this out loud. People are like, oh, man, the world, do you think the world's going to end? And I'm like, yeah, I can't freaking wait, man. Start this shit over. Press reset.
How do you think it's going to end, though?
Like, I'm a big believer that the world is not going to end on one full swoop of, like, whatever, like a, what do they say, like a lens flare, not lens flare, like a, what is it supposed to be, like a...
All the people are just supposed to float off the Earth. Supposed to be, like, the gravitational pull's just going to stop.
Is that what's supposed to happen,
yeah.
Huzzard?
And everyone just goes flying into space.
That'd be freaking awesome.
Wasn't that the plot of Core?
Core?
It's no. Like the Earth stops spinning, so like everything just starts falling apart.
I don't we can really drive. Like,
who saw that movie?
I saw that movie, and like Tommy Lee Jones was in it.
It was on DVD.
That was during the same time where like they had a whole bunch of natural disaster movies, like
that was the
earthquake
thing.
And gorilla or whatever.
2012.
Yeah. No. This is way
volcano
before that.
And Dante's Peak
and a whole lot of Colin Farrell.
That was like back when like
whatever happened to Colin?
Who cares?
Yeah, right. Who cares?
I guess the world already ended for him.
He made a sex tape.
Did he really?
I don't know.
Probably. Stop trying to steer the conversation.
Yeah, don't drive this train.
Don't drive this train. This whole episode to be about some sex tape.
Oh, I mean, I'm not gonna lie. When I was shooting with the Taboo Girls yesterday, that was such an awesome opportunity because everyone's so open about it. They're like, "Oh shit, did you see this sex tape, Joe?" I was like, "No. Why would I watch that?" And I looked at it. They're all like, "Oh my god!" And you know, it's just more accepted in that world. But then Huzzard wants to drive it back. It's okay. I understand. Sex tapes are fine. That's the easy way for people to become celebrities. But I find that bullshit, sir.
I don't think I could make a sex tape and become a celebrity.
Are you kidding me? You totally can make a sex tape and become
from,
a celebrity,
like,
right, James?
Zach and Miri, yeah. weren't they like saying like two people from their like high school, if they got together, that they would want to see it? So basically everybody from our high school would want to see your sex tape.
Is that true?
You already have a built-in audience of like probably 100 or...
Wait, let's ask James.
Like, not
before
not
you speak, Huzzard, let's
like
ask James. Would people watch Huzzard's sex tape? What would be the title of it?
Oh, man, I don't know.
Huzzard goes deep? What?
I can't really think straight right now. I feel like I just got off a roller coaster. Ate like a pig like 10 minutes ago.
I think it should be called...
Don't forget to put
so
your
horrible
bubble shirt back on.
Huzzard and the horse.
What?
No! No, we're not going down. But
what?
Yeah,
what?
Joe, you missed
Huzzard on the farm. If I missed it,
down on the farm with Huzzard.
If I missed it, let's bring it back.
Well, we
just bring it back. I don't care. 200th episode. Yeah. Let it live.
We,
let it live.
We were talking about.
It will never go away. Oh,
so this happened. This happened like before I got in.
Yeah, you were at Starbucks.
All right, cool. Not saying that I hang out at Starbucks, people. I'm just saying I was at Starbucks.
You were pilfering
hipster
internet.
Yes, that's right.
But
I was pillaging.
Hipster.
Carolyn brought up a YouTube video or an animation she made in college.
This is weird how this goes to that for you having a sex tape with a horse.
No, but she brought up how somehow this video she made of it was like the girl's way to kill it.
How to kill a fly the girl's way. I basically made this video at VCU, and then like once I graduated, I wasn't really using the video, so I was like, maybe I'll just put it up on YouTube. That seems to be where everyone's putting videos these days.
Yeah.
And so like basically, it was a very innocent film. It's a live action animation, and one day I was like in the inner guts of my YouTube account, and there's some type of function where you can see what your video is linked to.
Yeah, yeah.
And so like my apparently like this a couple sites were like all over this video, so I was like, what's going on here? Let me check out what they have to offer. Why are they linking to me? So I'm like checking it out, and there are like these porn fetish sites that apparently it's like some type of stomping thing where like you
I
know,
remember this. We did talk about this, the stomping.
Yeah, I don't know.
Stomping of the bugs.
Yeah, it's like a girl's high heel, like a foot fetish thing, and then like they'll stomp a bug and the bug's guts will just spew out everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
And apparently guys get off on that. Right. Apparently it's a thing. It's like some type of fetish.
Why not?
So then from that conversation it went to somewhere else. I don't know.
Went to
where.
Somewhere else.
It went to the end of the internet.
You found the end of the internet, which at the end of the internet you have a horse fucking a chick.
Pretty much. So, that was the end of the internet.
Way to just put it out there.
So
that's what people have to look forward to when they go to the end of the internet.
That's at the end of the internet.
It's just like
the very
like
end.
Go towards the light. Oh no, that light is a horse fucking a chick.
Yeah. Yes. But then
delicious.
Then my wife is here off the air, and she is
off the air.
She's not.
She's in the studio, yeah. But not.
She's not on the air.
Yeah. Yeah.
Off mic. She's off mic. Yeah.
Yeah. But she works with horses, so I was wondering what would make a horse. What like would compel a horse to fuck a chick?
Well, have you seen a horse fuck a chick?
No, I haven't actually. So, but then that caused me.
Yes, you have.
I saw still pictures. I saw still pictures. I looked up the pictures for research purposes.
What are these research? The scientific what? Research?
Yeah, to tell me that a horse cock is about about 2 feet long. It's a fucking like, it's like
oh my god,
it's like a chick taking two Subway subs and sticking it into her vagina.
What?
That's delicious. You gotta have that special sauce on it.
Eat fresh. Eat fresh.
I mean, it's still in my mind. Like since I didn't see a live like. The chick just get on her
you
knees.
You seem really
the
excited
horse.
About it. You really want to spit this out.
No, the worst part was he was like Socrates. He was answering every single question with another question.
Like, it's I want to know how it happened. What causes the horse? Because a horse is supposed to...
Don't touch. Don't do footsie with me, James.
God damn it, I was stretching my legs.
It's too much sexual tension
the wrong,
in this room.
Wrong place to be talking about that. So you're saying what compels a horse?
To fuck a human. Like, because, you know, you don't want to go, like, fuck a donkey. You don't see a donkey and go, man,
why
I want to stick my dick in that.
Yeah, but what is to know that the
people
animal...
People do that, man.
Yeah, what's to know that the animal is not thinking... Because probably if an animal is looking at... If a donkey is looking at another donkey, this is from my human perspective. If a donkey is looking at another donkey and being like, oh, that's all right. And then you see like some hot-ass big titty something in the face. And you're like... Your donkey's like, why not? That seems a lot more pleasing than this furry 6'6 tit one. In front of me.
But you don't look at another animal and think, man, that cat, I'd like to screw that cat.
Some farmers cat. Look at their sheep like that.
That's disgusting. It's not natural.
It's not. But see, like majority of the time, from what I've witnessed, usually when a horse is fucking a woman, it's almost like reverse rape. That's the way I've seen it.
Okay. Well, that would like if the woman's just taking advantage of the horse, just like getting him hard and then sticking it in herself. Like in Clerks. She does the dead guy.
Wait, what? In
I
Clerks?
Like Danny's just not even talking. He's like, I'm not getting involved.
I just got this,
this
vacant look on my face. I know it.
Because like, think about this, Huzzard. Let's break this down into pure, like, just unadulterated logic.
Welcome to episode 200.
How do horses have sex in general? Horses have to climb on their backs,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they mount them.
You can't really have a horse climb on the back of a woman, can you?
You crush her.
Yes, yeah, see? So then there has to be a third party at play here. So there has to be some sort of
the
setup.
The horse, think about it, the horse has to actually be trained.
Crying.
The horse has
I'm not crying, I'm just
the horse
my
has
head
to be
down.
Trained to interact in porn. You have to, like, you train horses to jump or to do dressage.
So they train to fuck humans. That's what they're trying to do.
This is disturbing.
I just want to know how it happens.
I just told you how it happens. It's not about one and two. There's a horse weighs what, a ton?
I don't think it weighs a ton. I think it weighs like a half a ton.
Laura, how much does a horse average weigh?
1,500 pounds.
That's more than a ton. That's
three quarters of a
That's
ton.
That's less than a ton.
Wait, what's a ton?
2,000
pounds.
Oh, jeez, never mind. I was wrong. All right. But still. See, someone's got to lift that horse up. A horse, if it lifts, goes up on
its
2 feet.
I'll show you the picture. The horse is on the ground.
Don't show me those pictures.
No.
Oh, wait. So the horse is on
the
back.
You don't need to see
the horse is on his back?
The horse is on all fours, and like the chick is just like under the horse.
So basically
she just backs it up and saddles into her. Yeah.
But you have to have like a wide vagina. Like,
if you think about it, though,
a horse cock is like the size of a baby. It's like giving birth every.
No, 2 foot long subs. Yeah.
Someone needs to change the subject real quick.
My perspective is that
think of something.
It's really hard to change the subject because Hustle will try to steer back.
I do not believe that the woman is taking in the whole entire 2 foot long subs, for one thing. There's a limit towards this that happens that will exceed. After that, death.
How long is like the pathway of a woman? Like, when does it end and become like?
We all took health class. It enters organs after a certain amount. Come on, man, do your research. I mean, go to Wikipedia.
Could a woman just rupture her stomach? With
I'm sure.
Horse cock.
Someone probably did die from having sex with a horse.
Or the stomach moves. It's called impaling.
I'm pretty sure Danny's left me a voicemail talking about that before.
Well, I know what the next voicemail is going to be about.
Like you.
Yeah, right. So my question really comes down to now is, what were you talking about? You just wanted to know why? You wanted to know the motives?
I want to know the motive of the horse to fuck a human chick.
They probably don't know any better. They're set up like that.
Yeah. We'll just go with that.
Basically, the horse is getting raped.
You know, I think this is going to be the only time... This is going to be the one episode I'm not going to listen to while I'm at work.
What are you talking about?
Don't you have a headset?
I do.
Oh. Would you rather listen to this at work or watch the Hogan porn at work?
Hogan porn, at least 50 times over listening to this.
I don't understand how when I'm gone, this all happens. Everyone just starts watching like a horse
no,
fucking...
No, it wasn't everyone. It was one person.
Literally what happens is, just animals fucking. That's what you guys are watching and talking about. I don't even know why, James, you have the Hogan porn on your phone so you can watch it at your convenience.
No, I had it pulled up on Google
already.
What do you mean?
Because it was loading because we were going to watch it when it.
Who's
loaded.
We?
Everybody here.
What? Was this a unanimous decision?
This is what happens when
James, were you excited when you heard that announcement that they're like, Hogan has a porn? Were you like, yes, finally.
Yes,
it has come. Because remember that one time when you were waiting to watch the Beulah porn, and then instead of the Beulah porn, it was Hogan and Ultimate Warrior? Do you think that has triggered a memory that's
was that
now.
The Beulah porn?
Yes.
Yeah, it was. You let me borrow a VHS tape, and it was supposed to be porn. And then
no, it was supposed to be the Beulah porn. Tommy Dreamer's girlfriend.
So I had one of those
that Tish gave me
combination TV VCRs in my room, and it's like late at night and whatever. And I don't know if nobody was home, or whatever. But you know, it was back in the day when I didn't really have access to porn because I was only
like high school, right?
Yeah, I was only like 16 or something, so I couldn't.
And the internet wasn't big yet.
Yeah, and there was no porn in the internet. And I
what? When was this?
Yeah.
No porn on the internet?
Well, not like
there is
porn
on the internet.
The internet was made just to transfer porn to one person to another.
It wasn't nearly what it was now. You should know that.
It wasn't like the high school kids now that can instantly just type in anything they
want. Type in fish.
I remember in 8th grade, I went to Playboy.com and print out a bunch of like their Playmates of the Month. And then I went and just like threw the papers in the school.
Ms. Hernley's class?
No, I just like went in the hallway and just threw them up in the air.
But what was your
motive?
We'll get back to that story after James describes his moment.
So I'm sitting up late at night in my room and I'm like, all right, everybody's in bed or whatever. It's quiet. I'm going to pop the sound low volume and you know, I'm all ready. So I sit down. I'm like sitting on the floor with my back up against my bed and I'm facing the TV.
TMI.
And I'm like, I'm all ready to watch some porn. I'm all pumped. And then the VHS, it starts all staticky at the beginning, you know, and it's just like, shh, I'm like, all right, here comes the porn. And then all of a sudden it pops up and
it says like, Halloween Havoc on it,
the
James.
Warrior making his entrance.
I was like, damn it, no.
Flash forward.
Yeah, I sat and watched it and just, I mean, because I figured at any moment the porn would pop up.
Flash forward like almost under 20 years from now. Now it's like, now Hogan has one. I wonder why I'm into this. That's how memories trigger. What are you saying, Hunter? That you went and you went to Playboy.com back in the early internet days?
Yeah, back in the early, like they had all the Playmates of the Month for free on the internet to sort of get people hooked in. Like they wouldn't give you the whole magazine, but they give you like a picture or two.
Yeah.
Of the Playmate of the Month. So I printed a bunch out, you know, on my inkjet printer. Like inkjet was like
as opposed to what? Laser?
No, inkjet was like a new technology then, remember?
As opposed to dot matrix.
Yeah,
oh yeah.
What year was this?
As eighth grade. To like the Gutenberg
1998
press.
Or so.
No, eighth grade was we graduated. Wait, in 2000. So
96.
No, it was before that.
95.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. So I just printed them out and then like I took a big stack to school for some reason. I don't really know why I did it, but I took it to school and like I was showing people before class. I'm like, oh, this is so hot. And like they're like, what are you gonna do with this? I'm like, I don't know. Just throw them in the hallway. So I just took them, just threw them up in the hallway, and like went to class.
Isn't that what the Penguin did in Batman Returns?
Actually,
it throws shit up in the air.
Between classes,
like propaganda.
Between like I was between classes and I saw the red faced Rat Patrol guy walking with one of the pictures.
Arn Anderson?
Yeah, and he's like, oh, this is pretty nice. I think whatever kid, I'd like to shake the hand of whatever kid is that brought this in.
What pictures did you choose? Is just all the Playboy Playmates?
Yeah, just the Playboy Playmates of the month. Like I went back like a whole year.
But see, if you think about it, though, now looking at it now, like Playboy is probably the most unoffensive type of nudity. Actually, Playboy's never been offensive. I've never been offended by looking at Playboy.
It's just, you know, it's just like Playboy used to be big. Like they used to get celebrities and stuff.
Yeah.
And now it's just kind of like, who cares? But
all right.
Because you can already see like anybody for naked for free.
Yeah, you just need the internet. Yeah. The internet's much bigger now.
The internet's much bigger
now. Playboy is pretty much like, I won't use the word irrelevant, but it's
obsolete.
It's classy. Yeah. They try to market themselves as the classy.
But
men
classy
magazine.
Like, do you think there's any like husbands or something out there whose wife is like, I won't let you look at porn, but you can look at Playboy. Like, is it like a tamer, you know, thing that, or I don't know. Like, I just don't know what the market is for who like actually buys Playboy.
I don't really know anymore.
Like older gentlemen?
Probably older, yeah. It's probably like sort of a, you know, mystique to Playboy. Like the Playboy Mansion, Hugh Hefner, that stuff. Like, I think being a Playboy bunny is still kind of, for a girl, like a big thing for a model.
I always felt like the, I guess it is, you know what I mean? But now I feel like there's so many of them that doesn't even, it's just like just being part of a nude organization.
I mean, nude modeling is fairly common for models.
Yeah.
So it's probably nothing to them.
But now Playboy, yeah, I believe Playboy these days doesn't have that big of a spark that it used to. You know what I mean?
It has a name. It looks good on a resume.
Yeah, but that it's accepted, but it's lost that sort of like, you know, that sort of that factor of like, oh my God, it's untouchable. Because there's no stars out of Playboy anymore.
What about Kendra? And they had like really that Girls Next Door.
But I mean, when they had actual, like Marilyn Monroe was in Playboy. Nancy Sinatra. Now, I mean, who's the most famous person that's recently been in Playboy?
Lindsay Lohan.
Was she fully naked?
Yeah.
I mean, she's still not. She's nowhere near that like status.
All right, who is the most famous person in Playboy recently? You think was in there?
I don't think there has been anyone that's really like can touch Marilyn Monroe or Nancy Sinatra.
Not in that level.
Well, there's not. If you're gonna put Marilyn Monroe next to anyone, that's not gonna. You're
but
not gonna touch that.
I mean, even who, like, Pamela Anderson. You know, there's no one that's even on the level of Pamela
Anderson.
Those
heydays are gone.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying.
But
Playboy's
like,
lost their.
Who would it be though? Like.
Really, what
an actress that's around nowadays that you
Britney.
Would...
Really, what you're saying? No one wants to see Britney naked now. We've all seen her vagina. We've all seen her boobs. It's not as pleasant as it used to be, because you know what?
Yeah, she already gave it away for free when she was exiting the car.
Zooey Deschanel.
That might be very awesome.
No, she got those.
I don't think
weird
she,
ass
I don't think
lip
she
implants,
would...
and she doesn't do it for me no more.
Well, really?
Who does?
She was in your top.
Who? Wait, what happened?
She got those. Collagen lip implants, and she looks like weird, goofy looking now.
She's like, look at my fish lips and my giant eyes.
I always thought that was her look.
No. She's, I don't know, much more ordinary, much more girl next door. Now she's all trying to look like the pinup model type.
Better than her sister?
I don't know. I think I'd rank the sister higher now.
Well, then, now who's the new flavor of the month, Danny, besides Zoe? Or now that Zoe's gone.
Well, Danny put it out on Facebook last night.
Oh, what? For me? Yeah, yes. Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
Oh, my God.
If she did Playboy, like, the world would explode.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well,
but
yeah.
She's too classy, apparently. That's her persona now.
What do you think, James? Is that the same? Do you think Taylor Swift, Playboy, is that next?
Sure, why not?
I don't think she would do it. If she would, if she were to do it, it would be if her career totally devastates.
Yeah, that
she'd
would
do it like in 10
this,
years.
That would be the end of this persona.
But I don't think that she would do that. I think she's definitely way too classy. Like, I've told Joe many times before, like, if I had a teenage daughter, I'd much rather have them be super into Taylor Swift than anything like Britney Spears or.
I mean, who like has that sort of Madonna, Marilyn Monroe, bad girl image now? That's actually like
Lady Gaga
that we have not seen naked.
Lady Gaga is ugly.
Yeah, we've already seen Lady Gaga.
It doesn't matter if she's ugly or not. It's if
yeah,
she
doesn't
did
really
it or not.
She doesn't have this. No, Marilyn Monroe is hot, and Madonna when she like here, the like of Virgin.
Scarlett Johansson, a real pictorial, yeah. Not just the picture. Right, James?
Yep.
You wait.
I'd rather see Taylor Swift on Backroom Casting Catch.
Who do you want to see? Who do you want to see next naked, James, out of celebrities? If you had to choose, if you were on the couch, casting couch.
I always wanted to see Elaine from Seinfeld naked.
Oh my goodness!
Hasn't she done a nude scene already?
I don't know.
What's her face? What's her
Julia
name?
Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
You want to say Julia?
Or like Aunt Becky or somebody?
Oh, oh my goodness!
Have you seen that Bad Luck Brian where it has a?
Wait, Aunt Becky.
You know, Stamos.
Full House.
Wife.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about Roseanne. I was like, it's not Aunt Becky, it's Aunt Jackie.
Well, her too. There's a Bad Luck Brian where on the top it says, like, finally gets job interview. And then on the bottom of the screen it has the Backroom Casting Couch. Have you seen that? You've never seen Backroom Casting Couch?
I've heard of Backroom Back.
It just has a picture of the couch on the like below his face.
James, you do your research, man.
Research, just, you know, pay attention to stuff.
I just think the whole, like, it's not just the whole thing about Playboy and nudity. I think it's just that, in general, like, the celebrities that are out right now don't even rank near, a Marilyn Monroe.
Also, one thing that's amazing about today is, it's like, it's so easy, really, to see people naked anyway. You know, I mean,
yeah,
just,
they're
or
just
even
like getting out of the car without wearing underwear.
Yeah, even celebrities. It's like you don't have to. They're not offering that much anymore. And also, like with Playboy, it's almost like instead of a career jumper, it's almost like a career restarter. It's like, you know, Shannon Doherty is going to pose naked now. It's like, well, what's she doing? She needs something else.
So
you know?
Basically, you're just getting like washed up pussy.
It's a cash grab.
You don't really see pussy in Playboy.
Well, whatever. You're getting washed up, like
titties, I guess.
Titties.
You know, she's getting her liberal arts degree.
Yeah. You see that commercial?
That's like a horrible commercial too. I don't even know the name of the school.
University of Phoenix.
So
may as well be.
So pretty much the closest thing you're saying to any spark or any person that's worth seeing nude in Playboy is Taylor Swift. That's what you guys are saying?
I mean, that's like on the level of what
or Scarlett Johansson
right now. Yeah. Well, consider the fact that 15 minutes is shorter than ever. It's like right now.
Oh, my belt broke.
The person who would light the world on fire? Yes, probably Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift? Well, there's no other. So we've already seen Lady Gaga naked. I'm assuming Adele is out the picture.
Ugh.
Well, Katy Perry. Have we seen her naked?
Yeah, but she's never going to.
Her 15 minutes have kind of hit the back burner.
Really? You think so?
I think it has.
Who cares?
That is true. James brings a good point. Why are we like talking about celebrities and boring shit?
All these
like
people
that?
Suck.
This ain't entertainment tonight. This is a podcast that's been on for 200 yes. weeks.
Well, that's the one thing that's pretty
made its roots on wrestling and talking. Well, I guess we are talking about tits, but
we talk about Bryan Adams drug arrest, 1997 wrestling almanac.
You know, what's always been amazing about whenever there's been a death on. In the past 4 years since you know episode one, we've always sort of given that moment to whenever a wrestler died, and which I don't see a lot of like actual
there
other
actually
shows.
Hasn't been a lot of major wrestling deaths over the
in
last
the past,
year
so. Yeah in the past it's getting better right
yeah it's like they've legitimately tried to crack down on all the drug use and
who,
stuff
who was the last one that died test Or
who was the last one that mattered?
Or Fatu? Not
really.
Fatu, but
Rikishi. No, Bonesaw.
Again.
Rikishi's still alive.
Bonesaw was like a year
Macho
ago.
Man.
Yeah. Macho Man. Yeah, Macho Man was the last real...
But he was kind of... Well, I mean, he was in his 50s. But...
I like how I keep calling him Bonesaw. Like, I mean, I'll just call him Bonesaw for forever.
I think dying in your 50s is different than dying in your 40s.
Dude, 50 is still a young age.
It's still young, but it's kind of like...
And
it's
I feel like if he wasn't driving at that time, he would still be alive.
If he weren't driving, he'd be alive. He'd be hot. He would have had to spend some time in a hospital and would have made a recovery.
You know,
but you're driving, you have a heart attack, and you crash into a tree, you're dead.
Yeah.
You know how when you sneeze, your eyes automatically close? You're worried, like, when you're driving, you're going to sneeze, your eyes are going to close at the wrong time, and just...
It happens.
Yeah.
Yep.
You just gotta look out for that.
There's so many amazing points. Like, just recently I've been driving a lot, and just like, I don't know. I feel like I'm getting so close to causing accidents these days. Really, really, really close. I don't know what it is during the daytime now, man. Like, even if I am sleepy, just the head nod has been just like really been happening.
So what do you watch or listen to any podcasts or any music?
What
do you do to keep yourself awake?
Nothing. I don't really help the situation anymore. I actually, when I've been doing long drives, I actually just listen to absolutely nothing now. And that is probably because I don't trust my CD player anymore, because it eats a CD.
I know when I was like driving back from New York Comic Con, like I am not, this is like so terrible because I told my boss this. He's like, you should not have told me that. But, I'll just tell everybody on the air.
Nice.
Like, I probably fell asleep, like, I'm not lying, probably, like, 50 times. And, like, in my head, I thought about pulling over and, you know, sleeping for, like, half an hour and then continuing on the mission. But I really needed to get home. So, like, part of me was like, I'll just keep going. And, like, when I was falling asleep, it was probably, like, for seconds at a time, like, Huzzard was talking about when you sneeze.
Yeah.
Like, it was like it was like a head tilt, like,
I think everyone's done that, like, sort of, like you're driving, and all of a sudden you hear the rumble strip, and you go, where am I?
I mean, luckily,
they exist.
Luckily, like, no one was on the road, really, like, at that time. It was, like, some crazy-ass time in the morning. But, like, honestly, like, I could have easily just hit something and died. Like, I fell asleep so many times, like, I should have pulled over, and I know I should have pulled over, but I had places to go and people to see. But, like, I kept, basically with my right hand, like, doing this type of motion to keep me
what's
awake.
That what's that motion that you're doing?
Like, I would fist grab,
fist pump.
Make a fist.
Like, I would make a fist, like, over and over again, like,
unclench over and over again
as it gets the blood flowing.
Yeah, I think I would do that, and then, like,
slap yourself in the imaginary face. Stress ball.
I also remember during that trip, because I was sleeping in the back, and you're singing to every single song that came out, like, old or new. I think that's a key point of, like, of staying awake on long drives. You just let it loose and just sing your heart out, man.
I just scream sometimes.
I know, I've been really tired, and I just start talking to myself, but, like, not in a known language. I just, like,
like,
yeah,
caveman language.
You speak Japanese all of a sudden?
when Huzzard gets tired, he learns Tongan.
like sometimes I pretend I'm possessed by a demon. When I'm driving.
What do you mean you sometimes pretend? Why can't you just be possessed by a demon?
Like, I'm driving down the
road. I don't think I've ever been in a long car ride with you. What was the longest car ride we've ever had?
I don't know. To Richmond?
An hour and a half?
Yeah, I never, like...
Busch Gardens.
I don't think I'd ever do it in front of a person. Like, things I do in my car by myself.
What the hell are you doing in your car? By yourself?
Yeah.
Driving places.
You're talking and speaking in tongues?
No, I have conversations with myself.
You should put in a camera and film it, like porn, but it would be like Huzzard driving.
I think that would freak too many people out.
No, but just like how you would film yourself.
I think that would be terrible.
Wasn't there a show like that where people sang and stuff and did crazy things in the car and then they put it on TV?
Yeah, but, I mean, like, people would probably want to watch it, like, watch this idiot make an ass out of himself.
James, how much porn on the web do you watch, man? You know everything.
That's not Taxi Cab Confessions isn't porn.
That's on HBO, though. Is it HBO?
I don't know. I haven't seen it in a long time.
I thought that shit sucked.
I mean, it's not like I travel around the internet looking for porn. You just pull up, like,
you can search the word tree and find porn.
This is the problem, James, I find. See, you know when the porn ad pops up,
yeah.
Yeah. You don't have to click those ads.
I don't click the ads. I just go to the sites. They got sites out there that are like YouTube, but it's all
you don't
porn.
Even have to go to the. They have on TLC. they have weird
TLC?
Sex. TLC has like this
the
show
channel?
Called Strange Sex.
The Learning Channel.
Yeah, the Learning Channel.
They have a show called Strange Sex.
Yeah, it's like there was one where a woman like got off on mayonnaise.
She'd
eat mayonnaise and have an orgasm.
Oh.
What type of mayonnaise?
Like Hellman's.
That's like disturbing. What? It's like what happened in her childhood to make that happen.
Like there's all sorts of weird stuff on this. They have other shows like Freaky Eaters, where people like there was a guy who liked to eat ashes. He'd just make like he'd take ashes and just pour them on bread and eat it. Like
what? Of people?
No, like ashes of
firewood.
Yes, ashes of
people. Gross.
Yeah, he went into someone's house and took their grandma and made a sandwich.
No, come on.
It's on the show.
Make a milkshake out of it?
That can't be true.
It's on Netflix. Look it up.
Netflix.
No.
Netflix.
It's on Netflix. Look it up.
What's it called? Netflix.
Netflix.
You know what it is.
Cool Whip. That's that's still something I don't have, and I don't know why I'm not good. I still don't feel the need to get Netflix because every single time I get Netflix, because they have like a rotation. It's not just like any movie that's on there, right?
No, it's any movie you can get if you get the mail to you. But if you get the streaming, it's not any movie.
I bought Netflix the other day, like to get it back, just because I wanted to watch Jackass 3.
Just because you wanted to watch Jackass 3.
You know, you could have done that through other routes.
Well, no, I got the free month. First month free. Oh, don't let me forget to cancel that.
Yeah, don't forget to cancel
that.
Yeah,
don't
forget
to
cancel
that.
I did it like 2 weeks ago.
I'm going
to
send you an email. Did you find Mike Bovey yet?
No. I haven't been looking for him. I don't have time.
Isn't he on Facebook?
Yeah.
Shouldn't be that hard to find him.
Just go to the bowling alley.
Yeah.
That's always the main
That's
thing.
What we asked.
After this, we're going to the bowling alley, and he will be there.
Oh, my God. We totally should. Did you ever hear about that story about how Joe and I found him?
Yes, a million times.
You went to the bowling alley.
Yeah. It was like a nacho craving.
Ah. Yes.
See, there's... I don't know. I don't really like the fact of, like, owing people money in that sense. He should pay you back, man. I think we should go there and we should kill him.
Yeah, we should go there,
Well,
like,
then he never pays you back. You just have to intimidate him and just... You know.
Well, like basically,
you know
that I think
turns
we could,
into a robbery charge, and I'm really not looking for that right now.
You know what we could do? I think we can all, like, outtake him. So we all go to the bowling alley, like, basically take him to an ATM, get the money out, and then just, like, toss him back. Be like,
into the bowling
bye.
Alley?
Like
See
I said.
You later.
Toss him down the lane, just...
Strike!
So, James, what are you going to miss about being in this area now that you're moving away?
Well, why don't we talk about what I'm not going to miss?
All right, that's answering the same question, sure. But reverse.
I'm not going to miss the traffic. I'm just, I don't know. It's going to be a different crowd of people down there. It's going to be the type of people that live down there now are the type of people that lived here when I first moved here in 1990.
Yeah.
So more, it's pretty much all military type folks, pretty much.
You're going to miss Bob.
I mean, I'll get over it. I got videos of him anyway.
Yeah. What? Who's Bob?
It's going to be a little, not, bit of a
You can
nicer
take that
area.
Totally out
warm.
Of context.
You're going to be miss baseball.
Well,
he'll
that's
have,
why I have a job, so I can fly and drive places.
He'll be able to launch whatever minor league team. There's a minor league team there.
Yeah, and the Peanuts go to Myrtle Beach.
Yes.
They play the Pelicans. So, what else am I not going to miss?
There's a lot of stuff not to miss.
It's just too freaking congested up here, man. There's too many people.
We should get rid of a lot of them.
You know what? All the foreigners, all the freaking Indian people and shit, all the, like non-English speakers. That shit pisses me off.
It does, though.
Doesn't it?
It pisses me off too.
It's like you're in America. Learn English.
All right.
Or take some effort to learn it.
Okay, you haven't learned English yet. You're gonna fucking know English when you go to the ATM. I'm not gonna have to choose English, you know, when there's like 8 options for like Korean and Vietnamese and shit.
But you don't think that's Fuck gonna that. You don't think that's gonna be like they're down there, like that down there.
Probably not as prominent.
It might be like English and Spanish. You travel to other places in the countries where they have ATMs and it's not English, Spanish, French, German, fucking Portuguese.
Fucking Portuguese.
Eskimo, whatever.
When we were in New
what
York...
What is Eskimo? Do you got to rub your nose in the ATM then?
I thought it was interesting, like, when we were in New York, like, on all the subway kiosks, like, we actually were staying in, like, a Polish neighborhood and they had Polish... they had them like in Chinatown. They had like all the different Asians. Like basically for it wasn't like throughout the whole subway system. It was just those stations, like those neighborhoods.
Yeah.
Only had it. I just thought that was interesting too, because I never noticed that previous trips to New York.
Hmm.
But yeah, they had like every language pretty much, but it was geared toward that those neighborhoods.
I don't think I'd want to live in New York either.
But yeah, we did have a pretty good visit to New York. There.
Great place to visit.
That was one of the classic moments, man.
Oh yeah, we saw Tommy Lee Jones.
And you fell asleep on the train to Coney Island. No, I wasn't with you.
That wasn't with you.
That was with somebody else.
No,
you always rub it in my face, man.
I don't know if you heard, but I saw Tommy Lee Jones in New York.
Tell us the story. How did you meet Tommy? How did you see Tommy Lee Jones?
I don't remember who I was with.
You might have been by yourself.
Because I remember texting you, and I've never gone to New York by myself. I texted you about it. That was before we had like phones with Facebook and picture taking capabilities where you can upload pics to the internet. And this was like 2005.
Well, where did you see him?
It was a toy store.
I don't think it was the FAO Schwartz.
Yes,
the famous one.
Yeah, that was it.
Have you ever bought anything from there?
Why would I buy anything?
Every single time I go to that store, I never buy anything.
How many times?
Because it's so expensive.
I bought a puzzle from there, one in Vegas.
Really?
Yeah. They have an FAO Schwartz, complete with a giant floor keyboard.
Man, that's something I haven't bought like in a long time, is like a game.
A floor keyboard?
A giant floor keyboard.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be so awesome.
I actually want to start getting back into games and having like game nights.
Yeah, just see now that...
Like Candyland or something like that?
Now that you're close to me, we can come over, we can play... Like,
let's play games.
We play board games. Game nights are fun.
Like, yeah.
Because like I'm so sick of the internet. I want to just play like real games.
I don't even have a game system. I haven't had a game system.
We're talking about board games.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Card games.
Like I have not bought any type of games.
Actually, the last game I bought when I was in Austin, I got the Austin Comics. It was ABC Austin Comics and Books, like or ACB or something like that. ABC. I don't know, something like that. Anyway. That store is awesome, and I bought like a card game called Nuts, and it's like all these squirrels, nuts. And you try to protect the nuts.
Nice.
Oh, James, remember that text? I sent you that picture.
No.
It says the what was it? Big D's store.
Oh, I don't
have my phone name or
yeah,
with
you sent me.
Me
that.
They have a store in New York. That's basically what was it called? It's just like
Big D's.
The store is literally called Big D's. It has a sign that said Big D's on it.
Yeah, man.
It's in Brooklyn.
Was it spelled D E E Z?
No, it's just
no,
D.
The letter D.
D apostrophe Z. I thought it was.
Do you guys, since we're looking back a little bit, do you two, Hudson and Danny, do you have a fond James memory on the show?
I'm trying to think here. There's probably a lot. There's a lot of times I'll listen back to old episodes and just it makes me laugh. Most of the time it's when you try to steer him into saying something really politically incorrect.
It's not hard to do that.
How about when James got like told people they went too far with the racism?
Yeah. Who tells too far with the racism?
Wait, what happened?
Like I think like you're having a conversation on the N-word or something, and then like someone was just,
that
like,
is forever.
Hold on, stop it.
well, after 200 episodes, that's 200 weeks.
I don't remember. Yeah.
That's like.
Like what I say in the shows, I just talk.
That's just under 4 years.
I remember like way our early episodes when we would literally just talk for like, I swear like one night we did like three episodes in a row,
yes.
But they were all like 90-minute long episodes. I don't even know how we did that.
We didn't have a timeline on it.
About the Power Rangers.
We just kind of talked until we talked.
About the Power Rangers.
That's when we found out about, with the Red Ranger.
Yeah, Red Ranger did gay porn.
I saw the Green Ranger. I saw the Green Ranger.
With a horse.
No.
Oh yeah, we saw the Green Ranger at New York Comic Con.
His line was
the longest line.
I did not know he was so popular.
And he has a website. It's called Jesus Didn't Tap.
What?
Yeah, he's like MMA for the Lord.
No way.
Again. Yeah, no, totally. He's That's totally awesome. Born again Christian. But I think it's a front because he was all like, I went to a convention where he was at, and he like totally did a douchebag thing and no-showed one of the meet and greets.
Oh, really?
And he's all like, he was busy planning a private party, and then like, he apparently had Wranglers looking for like good-looking women. He's like, you're invited to Jason David Frank's party.
Jason David Frank?
Yeah, that's
JDF.
His name. Yeah, JDF.
What? Do we abbreviate it now?
Jesus Didn't Tap.
Wait, you know,
KDF's still better than NPH.
Fuck you, NPH is the best.
You know, I don't think like
is he the best? He's the worst.
I don't. I don't think Jesus was really given a chance to tap.
Yeah, when your hands are nailed to a cross, you can't tap out. Yeah.
It's called torture for a reason. You're not like.
It's called a KO when you're just knocked out.
Can't you yell, "I quit" or something?
No, I mean, no, they're not gonna let you.
They didn't have like towels back
when
in
your opponent taps, goes limp. Or yells, "I quit."
The fight is over. Yeah, exactly. It's
I mean,
the rules.
I don't think Jesus was in a competition with the cross.
Yeah, it's not like they're going to let him go anyway.
Yeah, I mean, they were torturing him to death. That was not the point. Was for him to die.
Yeah, he if they went too far and he said, like, "I quit," they're still going to keep going.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure while they were whipping him, he was probably tapping a couple times.
I don't know, man. He's a tough guy.
Well, what constitutes a tap is you tap the mat 3 times. And I'm pretty sure when they were whipping him 800 times, he probably slapped the ground at least 3 times.
I don't know if he would have tapping wasn't really a thing back then. It wasn't really you got a chance.
Irrelevant.
This thing about gladiators, they could yield, I guess, but then the crowd decided if they should live or die.
No, yeah, they kill them. In gladiators, they kill them, don't they?
No, but they could yield. If they could say, "I yield." But then if the crowd said, "You die," then doesn't fucking matter that you yield.
So there's no point in yielding. You're gonna die. They're gonna vote. If you yield, the crowd's gonna be like, "Boo, you suck, die."
Well, if it was a really good one,
Joaquin
really
Phoenix
popular.
Is gonna be like, "You die," you know? What's his name?
Maximus.
The Spaniard?
Yeah.
If they're really cool, they're gonna cheer him to live.
Yeah. See? That's what happened. They cheered him to live in that movie.
What'd you do for Halloween, Hazard?
I worked. I had to go work Halloween night.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, that was it.
You missed out on all the spooks?
It wasn't really anything. I kind of
spooks.
I got all pumped for Halloween this year. I was like, yeah, this year I'm gonna do something. And then Halloween rolled around. I don't want to fucking do anything.
You don't want to do anything? Oh, you're busy.
I was busy and I didn't really want to do anything.
What about you, James? What'd you do for this year's Halloween?
I went to the casino.
No hesitation.
I went to the casino and then I got back right as trick-or-treating was ending.
Did you have a good time at the casino? Which one did you go to? Atlantic or Wyclef Jean? No, what? Charlestown?
Charlestown.
Red Corn.
Free Pepsi.
What about you, Danny? Anything cool happen?
Yeah, I went to a bunch of Halloween parties.
Really? That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, you dressed up as something.
Yeah, I dressed up as BMO from Adventure Time. Had a big-ass cardboard box over me. Oh, man. This asshole is dressed as Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter.
Oh, yeah?
Jesus. Mm. And, so I'm just standing there, with this big box over my head, and I hear a bang on the backside. I'm like, what the fuck was that? So I turn around, I see Abraham Lincoln. He's all like, yay. And he's just drunk out of his mind. I was like, come on, stop that. And then I turn around, hits me again. I'm like, all right. This motherfucker keeps hitting me.
Hitting you?
Yeah, he was just hitting me with this toy axe. I was like, come on, man. I was like, yeah, I know it's hard to take me seriously when I got this big-ass box over my head. It hits me again, so I turn around. I go up to him, I lift the mask part of it, and I was like, look, man, you keep hitting my box. I said, if you break my box, I'm going to break your nose.
Nice.
And then he's all like, you think that's gonna scare me?
How old was this guy?
Probably some 20-year-old, 23, 25-year-old douchebag.
Where was this, at a party?
Yeah, it was at a club. And basically...
Why was he close to you, for one thing?
Oh, it was just a big-ass dance floor club. It was a big, open area. Yeah, I guess I'm an easy target because I'm a giant, big blue cardboard box.
Well, what were you wearing underneath the box?
What?
No, all right. You know, like
a leotard.
No. It's like a picture of Putty Patroller suit, but ice blue. It was like that. Yeah, exactly. It was a Putty Patroller suit.
A blue putty.
Basically, if I took that box off, I'm in something very easily to move, and I could beat the fuck out of this guy. And I did the civil thing. I walked to the security guard who was watching this whole thing. I was like, hey, man, see that drunk Abe Lincoln? He's like, yeah. He goes, he keeps hitting my box. I know it's hard to take it seriously when I'm dressed like this, but if he breaks my box, I'm going to go over there and break his nose. So if you could please keep your eye on him. He's literally like, all right, that's cool. And then, this guy, Abraham Lincoln wouldn't leave me alone. So he came up to my friends and I, he's all like, hey guys, what's going on? I just
trying to be friends now.
Yeah. Well, I lift up the mask portion. I was like, get the fuck out of my face or I'm going to break your nose. Or I'm going to cave your face in. And then the owner of the club kind of came by. He was like, hey man, is that guy giving you trouble? I was like, yeah, if he keeps coming over here and talking to me, I'm gonna fucking break his face in. He goes, all right, well, if he does it again, I'm gonna kick him out. was like, all right, cool, we're straight. But yeah, I was like, man, I didn't want to have to get violent on Halloween.
See, that's the one thing. It's just like a moment like that. It's like, why people have got to do that? You know?
Yeah, just having fun. Like I said, he was just being a drunk douchebag. But, you know, there's being a drunk douchebag and then there's getting physical.
Yeah.
And I was like, he crossed the line. So I was like, I gave him many threats and he wouldn't back down. But I was ready. I was ready to just, I was like, if you see this box come off, you better run.
It's I always find it really interesting when like violence happens on like Halloween. You know what I mean?
And for the some best reason, night for it.
Yeah. And for some reason, whenever I think about that, it always brings me back to like Karate Kid. That's just how I picture it. You know what I mean? It's freaking Cobra Kai.
Yeah.
Dressed up like skeletons.
That's the best.
It's like a prime time.
Yeah, well, you know what? Daniel deserved it. You don't like.
You're taking Daniel's side.
No.
He
turned the water on a guy who was sitting on the toilet trying to smoke a joint. I mean, I don't necessarily condone the smoking a joint, but
it was different.
What if Johnny wasn't smoking a joint? What if he was actually taking a dump? And then Daniel's like looking over the fucking wall like a fucking creepy pervert. And then to make matters, and then he sprays him with water. Yeah, he deserves to get his ass kicked. So you know, I have no sympathy for Daniel LaRusso. He deserved it.
His whole name.
Yeah, Daniel LaRusso deserved it.
Man.
Yeah, Johnny deserved like Johnny. It was completely in his right to beat his ass.
So what is James gonna miss?
Yeah, you said what you're not gonna miss. Now what are you gonna miss, James?
This is the part where you say us.
The forever friendships.
I mean, really.
James has the internet. He can stay
in touch. Yeah, right. I got the texting and the Facebooking and all that.
The texting and the Twittering. The tweetering.
It's not like I'm not going to be moving back here in a couple years anyway, hopefully.
Yeah, but it's not really me who's on any one of those things either.
Well.
Well, you can call into our show.
Well, we'll still text him. I still will.
It's just going to get nasty when you just text him now.
And James is going to be like, Danny and I want to do a minor league trip in that area. James gives us a place to stay.
Yeah, James is now the crash base.
Just remember this. There was a time when we were all split up again. Like, Hazard was at school. Danny was at Georgia.
I'm in Atlanta.
Yeah. But like even like before, what, like in 91, 90, or 93, we're all in different places. Before then, too.
93, we were in
not
school.
93, 2003, I mean.
Yeah. 2003. I was like, wait a second. We saw each other like every hour after class. Yeah.
So like in 2003, in that area, we were all split up, and then we somehow reconvened still.
I don't think it's going to be that big of a deal, but it's still an occasion.
I think it was more of a, I feel like, yeah, it was probably a bigger deal when we were younger, but now when we're pretty much sort of stuck with each other at this point. You know what I mean? There's no really like escaping that unless one person really, really takes effort. Or one person owes one person a lot of money.
Like, I have other people that, like, I should consider friends, but I really don't. They don't really, like...
No, there's friends and acquaintances.
Yeah, but they're not really acquaintances. I hang out with them, like, every week. But they still don't really count. Like, if someone gave me, like, a Sophie's Choice problem, like, I could kill Joe, or I could kill, like, Matt. I mean, you know which one I'm choosing.
Both. That would be the choice. You'd be like, well, why do I have to choose?
See, how's this where you have to pull out the Socrates shit you were doing earlier?
The Socrates
like,
shit?
Yeah, answer with another question. Instead of giving a straight answer, that's when you ask a question back and say, wait, I get away with this scot-free? Yeah. See, there you go. Now the ball's back in their court.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's true. It's like, wait, you actually want to... That's like that preview for that movie with Christopher Walken. He's like,
what movie?
That Seven Psychopaths. He pulls a gun. He says, freeze. He's like, I don't want to. He's like, he just takes the power out of his hands. He's all of a sudden not afraid of the gun, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's really the best way to look at it. I still have no idea what you're talking about, but still, let's go.
All right, no, I was thinking about like that question of what favorite James moments. It was when he was doing his impression of the Paper Moon DJ.
That is one of the best ones. You got to do that before the show ends. You got 45.
It was
to
a
do
good,
your best
it was a
moment.
Good collaboration of all of us because we were all like recapping the thing,
And basically, James did his impression, and we're like,
"All right, gentlemen, we're all partying like rock stars here tonight. We got Kayla up on the main stage. We got Denise on the backside. All right, gentlemen, make sure you tip your bartenders and your waitresses, and make sure you keep partying like rock stars. Oh yeah,
slipping to the
that is so close to macho.
No, but see, I remember the moment because
all right, gentlemen, it's time for that 2-for-1. Find that lovely lady and go back to the paradise room.
James essentially has
boys, girls, girls, girls.
He has two voices. He has the Macho Man voice, and he has a Mr. Clark voice.
Well, that's the Jason and Mr. Ehrenberger voice.
See, I see. Well, the collaborative moment was when we were saying it's like we were making fun of the rock star line, and then Joe knew right away to cut the music in. We all knew right away to be silent because that was the exact impersonation of the moment. Who's here ready to be a rock star? And Joe cuts the music, we're all silent, and then we all just start laughing.
Well, guys, thanks for being on this 200th episode.
It's monumental.
Monumental.
It's good.
James, you will be missed, sir, as usual.
Oh, man, I feel like I got off a roller coaster. I'm out of breath.
So,
this could be Nick. Hold on.
Everyone, don't forget to check out curls-studio.com, astraightproductions.com, curls-studio/curls for Carolyn's webcomic every Monday and Thursday. James, you'll be missed, sir.
Thank you.
Huzzard, thanks for joining us.
No problem.
Danny, again, awesome to have you.
Nobody pranks me and gets away with it.
And then catch you later, Carolyn.
Adios, everybody. 200!